What does $44 billion buy you? How about a big X? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 24th day of July. And yes, it's hot here, too. In other news, no more unannounced IRS visits made the news today. Some farming news about tomatoes comes to us from Kentucky. In Oklahoma, Native Americans 2, Governor Stitt 0. What's happening or about to happen with car prices? We'll share that story. Food prices, Russia, and the White House made the news today. We've got the Wall Street Report and two blockbuster movies rule the weekend. For the interview, a story about a special needs, no-kill animal shelter. Learn more about the Animal Lifeline of Iowa, but first the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to find us on Twitter? Yeah, we're still there. It is at @IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Now, for over a decade, a flighty blue bird has been the recognized logo for Twitter. Then Elon Musk purchased the social media company, costing him $44 billion. And now Elon has shoved the bird aside and replaced it with an X. Yes, an X. The Associated Press is reporting that the X started appearing at the top of the desktop version of Twitter on Monday, but the bird was still dominant across the smartphone app. At Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco, meanwhile, workers were seen removing the iconic bird and logo until police showed up. They halted the removal because workers didn't have the required permits and failed to tape off the sidewalk to keep pedestrians safe if anything fell. It's yet another change that Musk has made since acquiring Twitter that has alienated users and turned off advertisers, leaving the micro-blogging site vulnerable to new threats, including rival Meta's new text-based app, Threads, that directly targets Twitter users. And yes, as we said earlier, we do use Threads. Well, gone are the days when IRS agents make an unannounced visit to your home or business. The AP is reporting that the Internal Revenue Service is ending its decade-old policy of making unannounced home and business visits in an effort to help keep its workers safe and to combat scammers who pose as IRS agents. Didn't know that was happening, did you? Effective immediately, revenue agents will no longer make unplanned visits to taxpayers' homes and businesses, except in a few unique circumstances. That's according to the Treasury Department. The agency will instead mail letters to people to schedule meetings. Daniel Werfel, the new IRS commissioner, said, quote, "Today's announcement is the right thing to do at the right time," end quote. The change ends an era at the IRS, reversing a practice by revenue officers whose duties include visiting homes and firms to resolve taxpayer liabilities by collecting unpaid taxes and unfiled tax returns. The agency in recent years has experienced more threats, in part tied to a conspiracy theory that agents were going to target middle-income taxpayers more aggressively. That was after the passage of a climate, health care, and tax bill that provided $80 billion to step up tax collections. In response, the agency last August announced a comprehensive review of safety at its facilities, and in May, the agency said it would begin limiting workers' personal identification information on communications with taxpayers. AppHarvest, a Kentucky-based indoor farming company that was backed by Martha Stewart when it began shipping tomatoes in early 2021, has filed for bankruptcy. The Associated Press is reporting that the Chapter 11 filing came following several months of financial difficulties, including the potential foreclosure of its greenhouse in Richmond, Kentucky, and concerns about cash flow. In addition, AppHarvest founder Jonathan Webb was replaced earlier this month as chief executive officer and chairman of the board. The company said in a statement that it's looking to restructure while business operations continue at its four farms. The Moorhead, Kentucky-based company, one of many players in the fast-growing field of indoor farming, began shipping beefsteak tomatoes to Kroger, Walmart, Publix, and other grocers back in early 2021. Well, if you were with us last week, you heard the story about how the governor of Oklahoma is in hot water with Native American tribes there. Well, now the Republican-controlled Oklahoma Senate met in a special session and overrode GOP Governor Kevin Stitt's vetoes of two bills to extend existing agreements with Native American tribes for another year. The overrides were the latest development in an ongoing dispute between Stitt and several Oklahoma-based tribes. Stitt, himself a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, wants to renegotiate tribal compacts on the sale of tobacco products and the issuance of motor vehicle tags by tribes. All that has angered many of the tribal leaders and put some Oklahoma revenue at risk. Wall Street ended the day in the green as investors await a slew of earnings reports and hope the central bank will only raise rates one more time. Those numbers from today coming at you in just a bit. On one more thing, West Texas Intermediate crude gained yet again today. Watch those gas prices. It's feast or famine in the auto industry. First, there were not enough vehicles for the demand, and now that demand is down, experts are predicting some big price declines. Bazinga is reporting that global car production is projected to surpass sales by 6% this year, resulting in a surplus of some 5 million vehicles that will necessitate price reductions for successful sales. While these price cuts may not take effect until later this year, automakers are already preparing for the battle, with certain electric vehicle manufacturers taking the lead by lowering their prices. Family car manufacturers are expected to be hit hardest by the price cuts, while luxury car makers are anticipated to fare better. According to a recent study conducted by automotive marketplace iccars.com, the electric vehicle segment is witnessing significant price declines, with certain models experiencing even more substantial drops. The study revealed that in June, used EV prices plummeted by 29.5% compared to the previous year, following a decline of 28.9% in May. The downward trend continued in April with a decrease of 24% and nearly 17% in March. So the question is it time to buy? Maybe, not just yet. Just as we are starting to see reductions in the cost of food, Russia decides to attack grain shipments out of Ukraine. That has an impact here and there. Politico is reporting that Russian attempts to cut off all Ukraine's grain export routes are threatening to erase the small reprieve in sky-high grocery prices Americans experienced this year. And the timing is especially tough for President Joe Biden's White House, which is hoping to show voters that inflation is easing going into the 2024 election. Food prices that surged during the pandemic have leveled off in recent months. But Moscow's repeated bombing of key Ukrainian ports has sent shockwaves through global commodity markets, which could, over time, have ripple effects on bread and other food prices in U.S. grocery stores. Food costs are not only a key driver of inflation, but are also a core pocketbook issue for American voters, and their increase, however small, could undermine Biden's pitch that his Biden economics plan is working to quell rising prices. Well, even with some of the sobering news of the day, Wall Street ended the trade in the green. The Dow gained 183 points to close at 35,411 and is the strongest run for the blue chip in 6 years. Meanwhile, investors looked beyond tech, and the NASDAQ closed up by just 26 points at 14,058, and the S&P 500 picked up 18 points to end the session at 45.54. Investors are betting that the central bank will only raise rates one more time, seeing how the U.S. economy does seem to be slowing, which is exactly what the Fed wants to happen in its effort to tamp down inflation. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude was up on the day by a bunch. Crude gained $1.85 to close at $78.92 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with two blockbuster movies that rolled out this past weekend. Barbie and Oppenheimer blew past box office records and made history during their debut weekend. The dual film release grossed about $302 million in North America, making it the fourth biggest weekend ever in U.S. box office history, according to analytics company Comscore. Universal Pictures' Oppenheimer brought in $81 million in ticket sales. Meanwhile, Warner Brothers' Barbie generated about $155 million, becoming the weekend's top-selling film in North America, as well as surpassing the Super Mario Brothers movie as 2023's biggest hit so far. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, a conversation about the Animal Lifeline of Iowa. It's a special needs, no-kill shelter that's also having a special event called Comedians to the Rescue. Click on through to listen, and thanks for being here.